This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last night at the Children's Museum.
But we're all here to celebrate Pittsburgh. And that's what tonight is all about. We're proud Pittsburghers. We're excited about the new opportunity that's coming to our entire city.
And so today is Corey O'Connor's first full day as Pittsburgh mayor, Larry.
And what's on the game plan? Lots, apparently. And we're going to talk to Corey O'Connor right after your news update at the top of the hour.
The Trump administration is defending the capture of Nicolas Maduro and his wife in Venezuela to face narco-terrorism charges. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Michael Waltz.
The United States arrested a narco-trafficker who is now going to stand trial in the United States in accordance with the rule of law.
So what happens next? I think a lot of people are just wondering what will be the next move.
I put in the search terms just a few minutes ago, what's next for Maduro? And the results proved nothing right now. I don't know anyone really knows what's next outside of the initial appearance in court.
From a legal standpoint, apparently nothing till March.
That's right. One of the people I follow, who's a legal expert on social media, has indicated that this could drag on for months before they even get to the courtroom. And then DK Metcalf returned to the Steelers practice facility Monday after a two-game suspension.
I'm excited as hell to be back in the building around my teammates, you know, being in meetings, going to practice.
And he was missed, certainly in Cleveland, and they could have used his services on Sunday night.
But there was no comment about the suspension itself or the fan in Detroit who was at the center of the controversy.
Yeah, apparently he was maybe informed, hey, it would be better if you just didn't say anything about all that and let's move on.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing he can do at this point is let the lawyers handle the legal situation in Detroit and get back on the field and score touchdowns in the playoffs. That's what they need him for the most.
And I think it was clear the league wanted to send a message to other players. Don't engage with fans, especially during a game.
What about
behind
the fans?
The bench.
Why aren't they addressing the fans?
Well, they should address that individual, too. And I don't know. He got lawyered up quickly, and that part's kind of a mess. But mm-hmm. This guy apparently has been a antagonist who has targeted DK. So,
and I wouldn't be surprised if DK's not the only one, Larry.
So for him not to want to say anything, I guess I understand
good
in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know who did want to say something was quarterback Aaron Rodgers, just overall about the Steelers locker room.
I think there's a lot of belief in the leadership of the team. You know, I think there's an important part of leadership role and being as even keel as possible and always believing you got a chance. But it takes moments like this. Back in 2010, we were 9-6 playing Chicago last game of the year, and we eked out a close one in the fourth quarter, 10-3, and it gave us a little bit of belief. And then we went on a run where we were underdogs, I believe, the entire playoffs. We're underdogs at home tonight against our division rival. I think it's going to give us some belief. Now we're playing, I believe, the Texans. Is that right? They're coming off 9 in a row, I think. Who knows if they'll make us an underdog again at home. But the belief level in the locker room after a win like this is exponentially greater, which you want to have going into next week. And then, obviously, we had DK back.
If you were playing on the offense, Larry, and you got in the huddle with Aaron Rodgers after what he did on Sunday night, wow. I mean, how can you not have confidence in someone who will find a way to get it done?
Well, clearly, he's a champion. He's a leader, and that's why they brought him here. And basically, they had that exchange after the game between Tomlin and Rodgers on the field where kind of thanked each other. And as a sidebar, the missed field goal by rookie Tyler Loop, you know who one of the first people was to greet him? Mr. Boswell.
Oh, of course.
Boswell went up.
Right?
I don't know what he said to him, but he spent a moment talking to the rookie.
I mean, this is the Loop stepping into the shoes of one of the best field goal kickers ever who had to leave the league because of controversy.
I thought it was such a classy move on Chris Boswell's part.
And Boswell himself had plenty to be upset about missing that
extra point.
I mean,
which could have cost him the season, too. So,
but the Wizard of Boz is amazingly accurate. I mean, how many times have you seen him miss at a home game, right?
Not many. So here we go. Monday night as the Houston Texans, 8 o'clock kickoff, come to Acrisure Stadium. Mentioned Corey O'Connor's going to join us. Jennifer Barrasso from KDKTV kind of packaged up his inauguration day.
Hours after Pittsburgh Mayor Corey O'Connor's inauguration, people stood shoulder to shoulder, packed in for a party inside the Children's Museum on the north side.
But we're all here to celebrate Pittsburgh, and that's what tonight is all about. We're proud Pittsburghers. We're excited about the new opportunity that's coming to our entire city.
Proud Pittsburghers grabbed a button, Corey 62, and some lucky ones got a picture with the new mayor. O'Connor, with his wife and two kids, thanked the crowd and showed his Pittsburgh pride.
Thank you so much. Thank you to the organizers tonight. And again, thank you for your love of our city. That's the most important thing. We are proud to be Pittsburghers. And this is a early tailgate party for the Monday night game. So we will be ready for the Texans next week.
The O'Connor administration has a tough job ahead. An ongoing budget crisis, a dwindling police force, an aging fleet of vehicles, and downtown building assessments in freefall. O'Connor promises to cut costs, improve services, and rebuild the Pittsburgh Police Bureau. He says he has an ambitious plan to increase housing and attract businesses and economic development to the city.
What's the first thing you're going to do in the next 6 months?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. But tomorrow, I mean, we're starting early. We're walking some kids to school to make sure, you know, talk about safety when kids walk to school and families. And then we're doing an executive order on permitting. So we have a lot running quickly, and we have to. You know, we want to show that Pittsburgh's moving in the right direction, especially, you know, with the draft coming around. We want to tell a new story by April if we can, and we're working hard to do that.
Two supporters I met told me they believe O'Connor can get the job done, saying he's following in his dad's footsteps.
Well, they're both very people-oriented and Pittsburgh-oriented. They both love Pittsburgh. And they're always go, go, go. There's a lot of energy. Corey's young, and he's going to need all that energy.
I think he's a chip off the old block, and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what he's going to do, what he's going to bring. I think he's going to bring excitement, you know, people wanting to come back and do business here.
Jennifer Barrasso, KDKA-TV News.
And we will talk to Corey O'Connor right after the news at the top of this hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.